Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and today I want to welcome you to an interview with John Whitehead. He is an attorney and author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law, human rights, and popular culture. In 1982, he established the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit civil liberties and human rights organization located in Charlottesville, Virginia. He also hosts Freedom Under Fire, a weekly podcast that deals with the current issues that we are facing today. And John, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you for joining me today.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
And today I would like to discuss your article, Down with Big Brother, Warrantless Surveillance Makes a Mockery Out of the Constitution.
Yes. Well, this is what basically I've been trying to warn people. And we have a website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. You can go on there. We've written a number of articles on this situation about how much surveillance is being done on people across the country in every way you move. And we all have files now, by the way. The government has a file on every American citizen. And so we're being watched wherever we go. But with this Section 702 of the what's called the FISA Act, or the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, it allows the government to make an end run around the Constitution, and they can actually collect the actual content of your conversations, your phone calls, your text messages, your video chats, your emails, and any kind of electronic communication without a warrant. And most people that I talk to today, even the police, are not really familiar with the Fourth Amendment, which the Founding Fathers gave us. But it says that, and I shall give you a clear statement of what it says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And so what the Founding Fathers saw when they were fighting the British was the British were crashing into their homes, spying on them, beating them up, collecting their information. And it was destroying their privacy and the right to have a home and a right to be a human being. And that's the key. If we're actually going to be human beings in our society, we need to have privacy. We need to have our own thoughts. We don't need to have the government pulling our thoughts out of our heads and doing all the things they're doing today and collecting all these monstrous files on us. And as Ron Wyden, Democratic Senator out of Oregon, says, he says, if you have access to any communications, the government can force you to help it spy. So if you're on the internet, if you're walking along the streets, and I keep warning people, be careful what you're saying, even when you're walking along the street now with these surveillance cameras. There's 51 million surveillance cameras across the United States, and they pick up the emotions on your face. They watch what you're saying with your lips. And this is all fed into the police, the FBI, who all work together. And we've actually had cases where people have been arrested on the street for just walking along or moving their face the wrong way. And I saw this developing in communist China years ago, where people were being pulled off the streets. I had some friends that were in China eating lunch, and they said people would be walking down the street, and the Chinese police would pull up, just jerk them off, throw them in a car, and drive off. And no one would look around. Everybody would keep walking like they didn't see it. So that's where we're headed. And it's a government that wants total control. That's what I call technological tyranny. And it's destroying everything, all the rights we have. And again, most people don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. And I'm telling people, read your Fourth Amendment, teach your kids at home. They're not being taught in the schools these things. And start getting active in your local communities to fight back against these things.
Well, John, you know, every time we crank up the computer or talk on our cell phone or even text our cell phone, all that all of a sudden now has become a part of government tracking device that is in your database, I guess. Is that right?
Right. The NSA has basically admits that they download 2 billion emails daily. This is, can you believe that, of American citizens? almost 500 million text messages daily, almost 200,000 pages of information from Facebook. All your phone calls are recorded basically now, and it's really gotten so dangerous because the NSA, which is collecting all this information, they share it with the FBI, by the way. I don't know if you noticed recently, the FBI has been showing up at people's homes, actually questioning them on some of their Facebook posts. The founding fathers are rolling over in their grave and say, are you people crazy? Why are you allowing such things? But the thing that most people don't realize about the American government and people like the NSA, they work with 17 countries across the globe, including China, in dealing with these issues. There's 1 billion surveillance cameras across the globe now. And where there's no way out of this thing at this particular point in time, unless people just rebel, turn off their cell phones, and start fighting back. But even then, you're going to be tracked, because most people don't realize it, but the local police now have stingray devices they can pull up in front of your home. And if you have any kind of electronic device, they can download it automatically and drive on. And they act like fake cell phone towers. Everything. And believe it or not, the U.S. government has given $20 million annually to police, mental health groups, universities, churches, and school districts to help them spy on people and collect that information. So we've moved into an environment where the so-called American citizens are spying on one another and helping the government out. As I've written in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, this reflects Nazi Germany, the old Soviet Union, where people, if they said the wrong word in public, the next day the police would show up and some of them take them away, and to concentration camps. That's the other thing people don't, the American citizens, most of them don't know any of this because they're too busy watching the silly news media, which is controlled by the government, by the way. We can talk about that in a second. But they just don't know any of this information, and they're helping the government do these things. With red flag gun laws now being passed, and the Biden administration pushing those heavy across the country, where people can report you if they think you're a weirdo or you might be violent or whatever, and the police arrive and do a SWAT team. There are 80,000 SWAT team raids annually, up from 3,000 annually in the 1980s across America today. I don't know if you saw the Ted Deschler situation, but a former veteran in Tennessee about 6 months ago, the FBI arrived in his yard with their armored outfits and shot flashbang grenades and tear gas into the man's home. He stumbled to the front door and they shot him. He didn't even have a weapon. And you were seeing these things happen, and the news media doesn't hardly cover it. Act like, well, it's not happening. Right? They have their shows now called SWAT and stuff where they promote SWAT teams. But SWAT team raids are exactly what you saw in old Nazi Germany, and it led to the concentration camps.
But the 702 that they just, I mean, originally now this was, the 702 was marketed as a terrorist, a tool to identify right. The terrorist and whatnot. And now the one that Congress just passed has been modified that it includes, it includes every citizen in America. I don't know, right. It's just amazing that here we are under constant surveillance. And what have they lost? 700,000 people that have come into the country and they don't even know where they are, but citizens are being, I don't know. It's upside down, I guess.
It's totally upside down because today an extremist, and they're watching extremists, by the way. Like I said, the FBI has been showing up at people's homes. If you say anything against the government today, you're an extremist. You can say, if you read the Bill of Rights, by the way, and quote them on the internet, you're an extremist. They can show up at your door and question you now. They're doing that. And I'm telling people to tell them to shut up and get off your property and say, please call my lawyer or call the Rutherford Institute if you want to continue this kind of stupid activity. And be an American citizen and assert your rights on these things. But most people don't realize this, too, under the Bush administration. The Halliburton Corporation was given millions of dollars to build concentration camps across America. And I talked to a former NSA agent, and I tried to do research, but the government will not answer any question on this. A former NSA agent came to me, and he spoke to me about it. He said, John, they're on the military bases now. The camp's ready in case they need to use them. So, and they're training, by the way, militarily. The police are training militarily. When you have American Armed Forces now sweeping through like the subway stations now in New York and stuff like that, what did George Washington say? He said, do not have a standing army on American soil. And they saw that was not a good thing. Now when you have the police like we have today and the FBI all armored with every kind of grenade launchers, everything, MRAPs, which are tanks on tires. And this is the amazing thing that blew my mind. I'm a former military officer. I train troops how to shoot weapons. We could not use hollow point bullets. They were considered inhuman. That's what I was told. And today, the Department of Homeland Security now has purchased over 1.6 million hollow point bullets for their agents, which have been distributed to some of the local police. So you have these federal government now agents running around with hollow point bullets. Why they're dangerous is they expand on contact. When you saw what happened to John F. Kennedy's, if you've ever watched that film of his head getting shot and his brain going all the way back to the trunk of the car, that was a hollow point bullet. They do that. And today now we have agents running around the country. I mean, hundreds of thousands of agents now with hollow point bullets, military agents, FBI agents, even IRS agents. What kind of country do we have, folks? Is it our country anymore?
Well, I'm talking with John Whitehead. He is president of the Rutherford Institute. And, you know, the thing is the people, the deep state, as you, these are unelected people that are running the country. You know, yes. and we're paying them to do it, you know, so.
Well, they already have money, by the way. There was a study done by Princeton University. They tried to, you know, the professors, and they worked with Harvard, tried to figure out where money congregated, the billionaires and millionaires. The conclusion was that money congregated in Washington, D.C. About 585 billionaires run the government. That's the deep state. It's what the FBI called the seventh floor group in a memo that was leaked in 2015. And it's all about money. When we talk about the surveillance, by the way, it's a corporate state matter. Let me explain that. Facebook, Facebook, Amazon, Google all work with the government. Microsoft in the past has had a $10 billion contract to work with the Pentagon to, you know, create the and maintain the intelligence cloud for all 17 intelligence agencies. So they all feed the information back and forth. And you're on Facebook, Facebook will give anything over. They don't care. Google, they don't care. So there really is no privacy. If you think there's any privacy on the internet, you're a very, very foolish person. And these billionaires, you talk about the deep state. Yeah, the deep state does exist, but it's run for money and control, and they want basically all of our money. You know, we're overtaxed people. They take away our rights. They invade our homes. They shoot us. They shoot up to 500 dogs a day with these SWAT teams, shooting veterans in their homes. There was a great Jose Guerrera case, which was amazing, but he was a decorated veteran in Arizona. The police were doing a sweep of his neighborhood to find marijuana. They entered his home in the middle of the night with a flashbang grenade. He had a hunting rifle. He stood at the end of his hallway, put his wife and child behind him. The police entered and saw him holding his rifle. He had a safety on it, by the way. He thought it was robbers coming to his home. He saw the police. They saw him. They shot him over 70 times. No marijuana was found in his home. That's what we're seeing happening. This is not the America I grew up in, folks.
Well, you know, John, the thing is it's the, like you say, the news hides this. So, you know, like you're putting it out and letting people know what's going on. But a lot of people don't even realize how dangerous things are right now, you know, in this country. And this is, this is just the beginning. It's going to get worse if the American people don't wake up. And I don't know, maybe defund the FBI for a start. But
you're not going to defund the FBI. I mean, boy, they're powerful. And here's the thing about the news media. Woodward and Bernstein were the two reporters that fought Richard Nixon, basically, about all the Watergate scandal and all that. Well, Bernstein, when all that was over, he went to work for the major media, and he quit. And he wrote an excellent article, by the way, and where he went into detail, but he said he was shocked when he went into the mainstream media, New York Times, CBS, all that news channels. He said the government actually sent in their offices and vetted the articles. And today when I see, if you're watching mainstream media and a consultant or a new employee comes on, he's a former CIA executive, this or that, I'm going, wait a minute here. We're not supposed to have the government giving us news. We're supposed to have independent news journalists that are looking at the government and figuring out how to do it, like the old Walter Cronkites and people like that of the older days, which were basic journalists. We don't have that today, folks. If you think you're getting the news off of those silly channels, you're being ridiculous. You're not. And they're controlled, too. We're a very controlled society. And the other thing coming over the horizon, which is really scary, is artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is starting to take over many of the news channels and stuff like that. And China now is even using synthetics, is what they call them, news commentators. They look like actual people. They sit there and they talk and they move, but they're actually robots. And again, this has been predicted for years, but listen, trying to get the American people to wake up. The average American watches 150 hours of screen devices a month. If we're doing that and watching, that's what we're doing. We're watching. We're not doing anything. And I'm begging people, give me one third of those hours and get out here and fight for freedom, folks.
Well, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's it. Take one third of those hours, get them off your butt, get down to your local governments, because what does the 10th Amendment say? It says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Listen, if you're having these SWAT team raids in your local community, or you're having the FBI going into people's homes and questioning them on what they say on Facebook or whatever, you should be kicking them out of your homes. The local government should be doing that. The local police should be saying, get out of our communities. Don't be harassing our people. They should be standing up for us. And the only way that's going to happen is you getting down to your local city council, running for government, by the way, and taking it over, because that's what we need today. That is our hope, by the way, in my opinion.
Well, we're pretty fortunate right here at this time, because we have a constitutional sheriff that, he put the FBI on notice if they were going to, because we were having issues with the school board, and that if they were going to come here and initiate any kind of arrest or anything of people that were at the school board protesting what was being taught, why he said, he told them not to even bother coming to this county, because they weren't going to be able to arrest anybody. So, but anyway,
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
But, the thing is that we are in right now. I mean, this political, what's happened since in the last 4 years has been amazing, that they, what has been able to get away with. And, it's just like Congress with this 702. I was in shock, the amount of Republicans and stuff that you kind of thought that would hold the feet to the fire on these kind of issues. This thing sailed right through. I just couldn't believe that happened.
Because they're funded by the guys who are on the deep state. Listen, I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. It's one of the most corrupt towns I've ever been connected to. And don't trust Washington, D.C., folks, is what I say. And I've talked to in the early days when I was doing some cases, some congressmen actually, someone would actually contact me and meet with me. One actually told me, he said, John, in Washington, D.C., if someone says good morning, it's for one reason. Money. He said money runs everything in Washington, D.C. And he said, don't trust anybody here. And I've had some of the really fine people in Congress that just quit and said, I can't take this anymore. And so that's where you're at, folks. And here's the key, though. Most people don't read the Constitution. How does the Constitution start? We, the people, do ordain, establish this, and go down the list. We are the government. I keep telling people that. Those people in D.C. and your local people are our representatives. But do they act like your representatives? No. They represent money. And do any of them come down into your communities now and call community meetings, your congressman, your senator, your whatever in Congress? Do they ever come down and have a meeting with you and discuss things? No. You should be demanding that. And if they won't do that, then kick their butts out of office and get somebody who will actually work in your community and go to D.C. for the meetings or whatever they have to do. And most people don't know this, but your average congressman today, some of them spend 2 to 3 days a week raising money for the next campaign. And I've had that told by insiders, by the way, who said it shocked them when they found out. They're not working for us, folks.
Well, have you ever seen a time where we have congressmen during an election year that are quitting? I mean, they're leaving D.C. in a hurry. I mean, what, we had 45, and now that was a while back. I think we're up to 50 now.
Yeah, see, some of these people wake up, they see how corrupt it is, but it is a very corrupt community. It's again, like I say, I've had some key, by the way, journalists who are still up there, but people, you would probably recognize their names, who have actually met with me and talked to me when they're interviewing me, and they just say, hey, John, there's no differences in Washington, D.C. That's all a big show, even with the judges, by the way. So, and again, I go back and say this. We, the people, are the are the government, and we should act like that and be active in our government. Just sitting back and saying, like, oh, feed us whatever you're going to feed us, tax us whatever you're going to tax us. Listen, sooner or later, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. People believed Hitler and that stuff. And again, you have to study some history, by the way. That's in my book, Battlefield America, The War of the American People. This is just, again, history repeating itself. It repeats itself over and over and over, and that's because we allow it to be. And be educating your kids, by the way, I say this, because they're not learning the Bill of Rights in school anymore. Many schools will not read the Declaration of Independence. The reason being, if you read the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, it says if you don't like the government, you can kick their butts out. They don't want to hear anything about rebels. And that's the key to the Bill of Rights. It basically says you can be a rebel. Rebels are people that care about others and will stand up and fight for rights for everybody. That's what we need in this country. We need more rebels. And the only way you teach your kids, we have a Bill of Rights pamphlet, by the way, for children that you can go online for any donation and get. And I've had people that have actually used them and said, hey, John, it works. My kids actually know the Bill of Rights now. They're in high school, by the way, going into college. I've actually talked to college students that can't tell me what's in the First Amendment anymore.
Well, we've been talking with John Whitehead. He is president of the Rutherford Institute. And John, would you just give us, tell us a little bit about your two of your newest books that are very important for people to take a look at. So,
yeah, I would read Government of Wolves, and then Battlefield America is my latest book. I have a fiction book called The Eric Blair Diaries, which goes into all the AI stuff that's coming. I'm trying to warn people. But like I had a frail friend who said lately, he said, Whitehead, you seem to be the guy standing on the cliff and looking over and screaming, hey, people, wake up. But very few people listen. Education precedes action. So get educated on your rights. And our website's a great place to go to at Rutherford.org to get the information.
Yes, it is. That's a great place to stay informed. I mean, the amount of information and stuff that is available there, that is... it's an amazing site. People need to go there and take a look and see all the information that's available there. So, but John, I just really Thank you for doing this interview today and putting this information out for people to understand the situation that we're facing in this country right now. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I'm not going to give up. You shouldn't give up either, folks. I mean, our founding fathers didn't give up. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the freedoms we have today.
Well, we've been talking with John Whitehead. He is president of the Rutherford Institute. And the Rutherford website is well worth going and looking at, because he has a lot of things that are facing us today that we need to pay attention to. And thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.